Hey, baby. There's something I wanted to talk with you about. No, I'm not mad at you or anything. It's just, well, this is a little embarrassing. It's about our sex life. I'm just not satisfied with how things are right now. No, it isn't anything you're doing wrong. Well, mostly. It's just, I'm not getting turned on anymore by what you do. I haven't for a long time, to be honest. No, please don't get upset. I know you want to make me happy. A few things we did together have certainly made me very happy. Like the time I tied you up, the time I whipped you or pinched your nipples. You know, things like that. I just really like to be dominant. You don't mind that much when I'm the one in charge, do you? See? You said it yourself. A little now and then is fine. No, of course not all the time. Maybe if you just let me be in control for a week. 2 weeks tops. I think that would really help me out. You love me and want me to be happy, right? Oh, thank you so much. Yes, baby, you're really the best. Well, I already have an idea. Come here and let me show you. Do you know what this is? You've seen them online, right? Now, don't get all panicky. It's just a little chastity cage. Nothing to get yourself all worked up about. Look, you like when I wear sexy outfits, right? Well, for me, this would be like you wearing the world's sexiest lingerie. You can put it on for just a little while, right? Look, I'm not trying to give you an ultimatum, okay? You know I wouldn't do that to you. Just, I really need this, okay? It's really hard to say that, and it makes me feel ashamed, actually. Do you want me to feel bad like this? Oh, thank you, babe. You're the best. Here, let me just lock it on and there. All done. See? That isn't so bad, right? It was all in your head. Once you actually did it, you see it's no big deal. Take off your clothes. I just want to see you in just the cage. Baby. You're turning me on so much right now, you have no idea. How about we fool around with you in it? Just for a while. And then I'll take it off, I promise. And we can have a lot more fun. Oh, baby, that was so amazing. Really, that made me feel so good. I needed it so badly. You enjoyed it too, right? I thought so. It's a lot better when you do things to stir my enthusiasm, right? Well, if you think that was good, I have an idea. How about you wear the cage tonight and to work tomorrow? Then, when you get home, we can take it off. What's wrong? Are you going to need to jerk off or fuck around behind my back? Don't you want tomorrow night to be even better than tonight? Come on, indulge me for a few days. Thank you, baby. Trust me, you won't regret it. I'll make sure you're satisfied too, of course. Hard to believe, isn't it? You wore that chastity belt to bed and to work every day this week. I don't think you're complaining, though, getting to come home and take it off to fuck your hot wife, right? Oh, baby, this has been the most exhilarating week I can remember having in a very long time. So, you're enjoying the new arrangement, too? Oh, well, baby, I'm happy you're enjoying it. But we did originally start this because you agreed to do some things I wanted to do, right? Well, Really, when you think about it, you haven't made a single sacrifice. If anything, we're fucking more now, and the sex is even better, huh? There are still a lot of things I want to try. Would you still be willing to do them to make me happy? Of course, if you really don't like it, we can stop them. Just give it some time to know for sure. That's all I ask. That's fair, right? I thought so too. So, what I want to do is I want to continue our chastity, but I only want to let you out 2 days a week. Now, please don't complain. Before we started this, we were barely screwing once a week. This would be a big improvement over that, right? Oh, and the days I don't let you out, I want you to go down on me. Why are you acting so flustered? Do you remember all those times I gave you a blowjob, no strings attached? You said before you didn't mind going down on me. It's just, you being locked up makes me so horny, I just can't help myself. We are both still winning out of this arrangement, right? You guess so. Of course you are. If you don't like it after a few weeks, we can stop. No, come on. At least a few weeks. 1 week won't be enough time to know how you really feel about it. Please. Thank you, baby. So, baby, ever since we started our new arrangement a few weeks ago, do you like the way I'm dressed now? You always wanted me to dress more sexy and show off my body, right? Well, I felt a little bad and I wanted to do this for you. You have to admit, when we've had sex, it's been amazing, right? I think so too. Even better than when we were doing it every day. See, baby, you were all worried for nothing. You barely think of having that cage on anymore. Now that I think about it, you have worn it on and off almost a full month, right? That's so hot. I love how you look in it. Just, well, to be honest, I think you're in good shape and all, but all that body hair on you, I never really liked it. I figured since I'm trying to look good for you, then you should try and look good for me, right? Only fair. So how about you shave all that body hair off? Yes, even around there. What does it matter to you if you have it down there or not? Is anyone but me going to see anyway? Also, shaving your hair everywhere else isn't weird. Baby, I'll tell you what. If you do this, I'll let you out of your cage right now for a little fun. So, you will shave it, right? Good boy. You make me so happy. Baby, I love how your body looks now. Yeah. Without the hair, you are so much sexier. You like that I've been dressing sexier too, right? I don't know. I'm just in boots and a dark, tight clothing phase, I guess. I think I might bring out the leather jacket I used to wear before. I look so good in that, huh? No, I don't think I've changed my makeup much. Maybe it's just you. So, baby, I want to talk about something. I have been looking online a bit, and I'm really getting into the whole bondage thing. How about the next few times I unlock you, I get to tie you down first? Why? Well, so I can tease you. Oh. I will make you feel so good. As soon as that cage comes off, you're just all over me. And I want to be able to make it last longer. Trust me, you'll love it. There you are, all tied down and unlocked. Well, look at him. Hello to you, too. He's really ready to go, huh? Relax, baby. You know I like to take things real slow, right? You like how I play with your cock? Well, while I have you like this, there is something I want to talk to you about. I've had these fantasies lately of you wearing something very particular to work. No, don't worry. It would just be our little secret. Of course, no one would know. Well, let me play with you a bit more before I show you what I have in mind. You waited for this for a while, haven't you? Are you so close to the edge? I'll show you and then I'll finish you off, okay, baby? See these pink panties? I want you to wear them under your work clothes. What do you mean, no? Why not? No one would ever know. Okay, hold on a minute. Do you know how hard it was for me to admit that? I open up to you and you throw it in my face. This is a really shitty thing for you to do. Here I am, opening up, and you act like that? Well, I'm not in the mood anymore. Yes, I'm locking you back up. Well, why should you be satisfied when I'm not? How is that fair? No, don't answer. You stay tied down like that and locked up in chastity and think about it. I'm gonna go cool off. Don't ask me when I'm gonna be back. I'll be back when I've cooled off. You're only pissing me off more right now. Hey, baby. Remember that silly fight we had? I know, I was so mad at you. I'm glad we got through it, though. And I wanted to thank you for doing all this. It really means the world to me. See, the panties are no big deal. You complained more about going from out 2 times a week to 1 a week, but we got through that too. What? You want to stop this? Well, give me a good reason why. Isn't your sex life so much better than it was a few months ago? Don't you like making me happy? I've made you happy for a long time before this. You can't give me a few more months. Look, I don't want to do this, but let's be honest. Look at me, and look at you. You said before, I'm the hottest girl you've ever been with, right? Now, I don't want to give you an ultimatum, but I've discovered this is something I need to be happy. Period. End of story. Now, I really want to be happy with you. I hope you want to be happy with me. You do, don't you? Don't you want to be with me? Well, good. I want to be with you too. Let's not talk about this anymore tonight. Let's just cuddle while I play with your cage. You like that, right? Baby, I'm so glad we're on the same page again. You look so sexy in those panties, by the way. I love seeing your cage through them. It gets me so turned on. Do you like my leather outfit? Well, you know I wear them just for you. I do want you to enjoy seeing me in sexy outfits. Oh. I see you're dripping through your panties. I love when you do that. have some new clothes I want you to wear just around the house. Let me show you. We have a hood with inflatable leather cuffs with metal D-rings and matching ankle cuffs. Oh, and a corset, which, as it turns out, matches the one you love seeing me in. No complaining. If I'm wearing a corset, you can wear one too. Look, I'm not going to debate this anymore. We've been through this. This is something I need. Now I want to be with you. But if not, plenty of other guys would happily do this for me. Don't you know how lucky you are to even have me? So let's be clear. Put it on now. Good. There you go. You were just being so silly. I mean, it is just for me after all. Wow, that corset looks super hot on you. You want to see how the cuffs work? Well, I can do anything with them, really. Even as simple as taking a lock, just like this. Put your hands behind your back for me. Good. And I just take the lock. See? Aren't those great? Oh, I almost forgot. I have some sexy heels for you too. Yes, you're putting them on too. If you don't, I'll leave you right now. No, I won't unlock you. I'll leave the second you say no. The keys are upstairs. You'll find them eventually. So, you'll wear them? Good. Oh, these heels lock up too. Let me just get them on. Ooh, I have a few more locks in my pocket. And now your heels are locked on too. Aw, you look so sexy, baby. Now, don't blush. It's just me. And you'll get used to it soon, I promise. Baby, you look so hot in that outfit. I love how we added those long leather gloves and stockings too. Come on, don't lie. You really don't mind it at all. Besides, the heels are pretty comfortable, huh? I'm glad to see you've adjusted to the new chastity schedule. One every 2 weeks. It's what we were almost doing before anyway, so no big loss for you. Yes, I know last time was only a hand job, but my toy is just so much bigger and feels so much better than your dick. Sometimes, I just don't want to use it. At least you got to come, right? So don't complain that much. Also, I really like how you're following my orders these days. The dishes and vacuuming and the laundry all get done so well. Sometimes, I think you are such a good housekeeper. I wonder if you were meant to be a man at all. Just a joke, baby. Calm down. Don't get all pouty. You know I hate when you're pouty. You don't want me using my crop again. Or worse. Canceling your next climax, do you? I thought not. Anyway, baby. I have this fun idea for tonight. It'll give your tongue a rest, and who knows? You might even get to come. No, the cage stays on. Curious, huh? Well, follow me to the bedroom. Hands behind your back. Good. I'll just lock that up. Now, spread your legs. I'll just tie those off to the bed legs. Why this position, huh? You'll see. Bend all the way over. Now, let me put this on. Don't give me that. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time. Yes, it's a strap-on. I know. And you said you've never wanted to do anything in your ass, but you've already been open to a lot of new experience, so let's give it a try. I don't want any more complaining. Take my cock, or I'm walking out of the door right now. I'll call your friends to untie you, but if you deny me this, that will be the last straw. Now, yes or no? That's what I thought. Oh dear me, I'm out of lube. How silly. Well, I already have it on. Tell you what, you can either have me go in dry, or I'll let you suck it to get it nice and slick. No, I am not taking it off to use my mouth. Don't be stupid. So sucking it, or it goes in dry. If you can't decide, I'll just go in dry. Oh, you'll suck it? Well, open your mouth then, slut. You don't like being called a slut? Well, only sluts suck cock, right? Come on, I want to see some effort. If I don't see any effort, I'll just dry it off with a towel and use it on your ass like that. Good. There you go. That's a good girl. Suck it for me. That's enough. Time to put it inside you. Just be happy I didn't grab the bigger one. Tonight, I'm going easy on you. There it is. Tell me how much you love it. I don't care if you don't really like it. Tell me how much you love it for me. Oh, that weird sensation. That's me hitting your prostate. If I keep doing it, you'll come eventually. You think it feels kind of good, right? Well, maybe next time. Tonight, you pissed me off too much to try to really put effort into massaging it with my cock. Hey, baby girl. I know this has been a hard 6 months, but we are really doing so much better now. I love being greeted at home with you on your knees like this. Anyway, I've been doing some thinking today, baby. I know I still love you, but I need to change things. It's just that, well, I don't see you as a man anymore. You've let me fuck your ass, or sucked my strap on, whenever I've told you. You act like a little bitch who does everything I say. You wear my collar, even out in public sometimes, when I tell you. I mean, what woman could look at you and think this is the big, strong alpha man of her dreams? No. I never thought you were in the first place, to be honest. But you were sweet, and I liked you. I just need something different. No, don't worry, we are not breaking up. I said you were mine, and I meant it. I don't like to give away my things for free, particularly. Things I've actually put some effort into. But we need to make some changes. What changes? Well, your chastity cage is never coming off again. Don't give me that look. You know I can make you come by fucking you in the ass when I want. It isn't like I'll never milk your balls again. That would be very unhealthy. No. I'll at least fuck your ass a few times a week. As far as milking that prostate. I'm just so busy these days and it takes a lot of energy. Once a month, maybe. I'll miss a few months here and there, but you don't need to be milked every month. No complaining. That's a good girl. Oh, you will be called a girl from now on. Clearly, you aren't a man anymore, so may as well accept it. I mean, a man would have a cock he can use, and you clearly don't. Also, I'm glad you have been cleaning up all your drips so diligently. From now on, though, there are only to be cleaned with your tongue, as well as your monthly milking. Yes, you must swallow every drop. Good girl. I want you to kiss my boots while I keep talking. I love my boots. Don't you like them, little boot slut? I do have some good news. You can quit your job and live full time as my maid sissy girl. How? Well, obviously, I found a real man to be my boyfriend. Well, I'll let him be my boyfriend for now. I may turn him into a sissy girl just like you. I don't know yet. We'll see if I get bored of him or not. Oh, yes. I've gotten bored of my sissy maids in the past and left them. You don't want me to get bored of you, do you? I didn't think so. You're so madly in love with me. So addicted to me. You love looking at my hot fucking body all the time, don't you? Then you better keep making me happy, or I will leave you. You will be dressed like this full time and be my full time maid and slave girl. Did I mention I've been recording you in secret and selling it online for money? See, you have ways to make money after all, don't you? Doesn't that make you happy? No, your face wasn't in the ones I sold. I have plenty of your face, though. If I get bored of you, I will sell them and kick you out. It is just easier to film you without hidden cameras. No, don't even try to object to anything. You know you don't have the balls to object anything, I say. Do you, slut? You're nothing but a little sissy girl after all. Admit it, slut. There you go. Just for that tiny bit of resistance, I say, you don't get milked this month. Do you want to try to say anything else or show any of that spine we both know you don't have? I didn't think so. Good girl. Now, grab my strap on. I'm going to go watch some TV. You are going to suck my cock while I do. How long? Till I say stop. That is another month. From now on, the only words I ever want to hear you say are yes, mistress, or thank you, mistress, no matter what I tell you to do. Do you understand, slut? Good girl. Go get my strap on now, slut. I want to see your cock-sucking skills at work.